Welcome, friends, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. This week, we are going to feature the Paul Brown Monday Night Jazz Series, a concert series that has been running for 55 consecutive years, one that I had been involved in producing for several years while I lived in the Hartford, Connecticut area. This year's concerts begin on July 11th and run through August 15th, Monday nights at Bushnell Park in Hartford, Connecticut. We're going to cover the first 3 weeks of it, and then we'll follow up in a future podcast with the rest of the series. But beginning July 11th, as an opening act, we'll have Alex Nakamovsky and June Bezance, fine piano player and singer. That'll be the opening act. That'll be followed by Al Foster, the great drummer, who was a member of Miles Davis's band for 13 years. Let's listen to Al Foster, as he has a brand new album that will be released in August, but he has released a single to get people excited about his new album. The album's entitled Reflections, featuring Nicholas Payton on trumpet, Chris Potter on saxophone, Kevin Hayes on piano, Vicente Archer on bass, and of course, Al Foster on drums. And the single he released is the Sonny Rollins composition, Pent Up House. Let's listen to Al Foster. Thank you. And that set covers the first 2 weeks of the Paul Brown Monday Night Jazz series. Beginning at the top, we heard from Al Foster, who is the headliner for the July 11th concert. And then on July 18th, we'll have Julieta Eugenio, an Argentinian tenor saxophone player. We heard from her debut album, Jump, which features Matt Dwanzik on bass and Jonathan Barber on drums. We heard a track called La Jungla, and she will be opening for Brandi Younger in what is the first of two Women in Jazz concerts in the series. We heard from Brandi Younger's new album, Somewhere Different, a Grammy-nominated album, and we heard Reclamation. The third concert in the series will be held on July 25th. The opening act will be Latin Essence Sextet from the Connecticut area, and that will be followed by the great Arturo O'Farrell Quartet. So we're going to listen to Arturo O'Farrell and the Latin Jazz Orchestra from his album Four Questions, the 2020 release. An interesting title to this tune, Clump Unclump, from Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro-Latin Orchestra. Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra from his latest release, Four Questions. The name of that track is Clump Unclump. That concludes our review of the first 3 weeks of a six-week concert series in Hartford, Connecticut. If you'd like more information on the Paul Brown Monday Night Jazz series, it's been running for 55 years. You can check out all the details at HartfordJazzSociety.com. It's a series near and dear to my heart, as I've attended it for so many years and was involved in the production of these concerts before moving to San Diego. We're going to continue on with some more music, some new albums that were released from some great Connecticut jazz artists. We're going to begin with Matt Dwanzik. He just released an album, his second. It's entitled A Year and a Day. We're going to hear Room to Dream. This is Matt Dwanzik, perhaps the busiest musician in Connecticut and New York City as well. He's a fine bass player. Let's listen to Room to Dream. Thank you.
Thank you.
All new music in that last set, all released in 2022. The last thing you heard was Peace Invocation, a duet featuring Gerald Clayton and the great saxophonist Charles Lloyd. Before that, we heard from Jonathan Barber and Vision Ahead, a group with Hartford, Connecticut roots. We heard the track Denim from his latest release, Poetic. That features Jonathan Barber on drums, Tabor Gable on piano, Matt Dwanzik on bass, Godwin Luis on alto saxophone, Andrew Renfro on guitar. And we started out that set with a brand new release from Matt Dwanzik, with much of the same personnel. His new album's called A Year and a Day, and we heard Room to Dream, and that group is Matt Dwanzik on bass, Jonathan Barber on drums, Tabor Gable on Fender Rhodes piano, Chris Allen on saxophone, and Andrew Renfro guitar. And that brings us close to the end of this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Thanks for listening, folks. We're going to finish up today's show with Freddie Hubbard. I've been listening to a lot of Freddie Hubbard lately. This from an album, Ready for Freddie. It was recorded back in 1961, and this one features Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Bernard McKinney on euphonium, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Art Davis on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. We're going to hear a track called Bird-like.